Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Social Wealth Unlocks Hidden Financial Power. Now let's get started with today's show. What if I told you that the key to financial success isn't your investment portfolio, but your address book? What if the most valuable asset you could build isn't measured in dollars, but in relationships? Today, we're exploring why social wealth might be the missing piece in your financial puzzle. Here's what most entrepreneurs get backwards. They chase money first, relationships second. They optimize for transactions instead of connections. But my research reveals something fascinating. Social wealth is actually the foundation of all other wealth. Think about it this way. Your network doesn't just influence your net worth, it determines it. Every opportunity that comes your way, every partnership that accelerates your growth, every safety net that catches you when you fall, it all flows through relationships. Let me share how this played out for one entrepreneur I know. Sarah ran a successful freelance design business until COVID hit and she lost her biggest client overnight. Now, Sarah could have panicked. Instead, she did something different. She reached out to her professional network, not to ask for money, but simply to reconnect. Within 48 hours, three former colleagues had offered her project work. Within a month, her community connections had introduced her to two new recurring clients. Sarah's social wealth literally paid her bills when traditional wealth couldn't. This isn't just networking, this is something deeper. In my framework, I identify five forms of financial wealth, and social wealth comes first for a reason. Communities share resources, knowledge, and opportunities in ways that individual effort simply cannot match. People buy from those they trust, they hire those they know, they invest in those they believe in. Your reputation and relationships compound over time, just like financial investments, but with one key difference: they're recession-proof. So here's your action step. This week, reach out to three people in your network, not to sell anything or ask for anything, but simply to check in. Be genuinely curious about their world. Watch what happens when you lead with generosity instead of need. Watch how these authentic connections open doors you didn't even know existed. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.